Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, well, starting the show out tonight on this Wednesday morning, we have the one, the only, the informative, and the professor of politics himself from California, IA, Kyle Warren.
Hello.
There they are. It's only 77 degrees. It's cloudy. Might get a little shower here. So they're going to drift back in here. Okay, see you guys. Thank you. Bye now.
Wow.
Yep. They're always there.
Yep, that's true.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Afghanistan, the land that time forgot is not being forgotten about right now. There's so many things going on right now. It looks like Joe Biden is going to pull the troops out per the original agreement on the 31st. And then again, maybe he's not. We don't know for sure, so we'll have to wait and see. There are some troops being pulled out right now, but we still don't have all our people out, and we still don't know how many people are out there in Afghanistan because they're having troubles trying to communicate, number one. Number two, they're hiding out. And number three, they've got the numbers all upside down. For every seven people climbing on a plane going out, Kyle, only one is an American.
That's unbelievable. You know, Captain, you mentioned about the Americans that are there in country. Of course, they're hiding out. We hear from Jen Psaki that they're calling them on the phone, right? We hear that somehow they're communicating with them.
Not all of them.
Well, of course. And she even asked reporters to say, if you have their contact information, forward it to her, and they will try to contact the Americans that are there. You know, Captain, this has gone from amateur hour to just an entirely different thing. This is completely out of the scope of what you would expect from any American administration.
This is a cluster, and I won't add the rest of the word to it, but this is a cluster of immense proportions. There are a bunch of amateurs that are dealing with this. They should have had this all taken care of months ago. There should have been an exit strategy because they knew they were going to leave, and they didn't do it. But all they can do is blame it on Donald Trump.
Well, of course, that's right. You know what, Captain? The American people aren't buying that.
No. And let me tell you something. Yesterday, we were at Mission Barbecue here on West Waters for the Have Lunch with the Captain series that we have. And I walked around the room. I talked to a lot of people in the room besides our table. And everybody is mad as hell over this. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a libertarian, an independent, whether you vote, whether you don't vote, they're mad as hell about this, and they want something done. And I'm telling you, Joe Biden is finished in politics. He is absolutely finished. If these people could vote right now, they'd vote him, Kamala Harris, and every Democrat that created this mess out of office, out.
Well, certainly, yeah, that's right. If there was such a thing as a no-confidence vote
right. In
the American system, they would be calling for one. But you know something, too, Captain, after 9-11, of course, it didn't matter if you were a Republican or Democrat or whatever, everybody was angry and everybody was united. This particular situation that Joe Biden has brought about, I think, is doing exactly what you're talking about. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, people are just hopping mad about this situation because we're talking about Americans. We're not talking about politics. And this is lost, evidently, on Biden and Harris, who's somewhere over in Vietnam right now, I guess. And she's going to, oh, by the way, she's going to be coming to California to help campaign with Gavin Newsom.
What a dope.
Yeah, why isn't she in Washington?
And you people in California, including you, Kyle, you should be out there waving all the banners for Larry Elder that you can do. I heard him calling him a racist and saying, well, he was actually a white racist that was inserted there to make it look like a black person was a black person, but they're not. He's a white racist. Come on. Give me a break.
Well, you know, Captain, I got to tell you, when stuff like that starts up, what does that tell us? It tells us that
desperate.
This is desperate. It's getting very serious. And just the tonality of Governor Newsom and how he's talking, how he's trying to explain everything and try to tell everybody this is about, you know, defeating Trumpism and stuff like that, they are on the ropes, no doubt.
Yeah, it's about defeating somebody. It's called an incompetent governor that can't get the job done. That's cost the people out there in California millions and millions and millions of dollars. And, oh, by the way, jobs and all the lockdowns and all the masks and all the irritation and all the crap that comes along with that. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And so what's it, 3 weeks away now, basically?
20-some-odd days.
That's right. Here we go. That's all I can say.
Well, speaking of here we go, hold on, because here we go to the break. And we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and I am just getting fired up. I'll tell you what, I got a bunch of enthusiasm yesterday, the people I ran into. I'm telling you, the country is mad, really mad. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And I'll tell you, one of the people that sent us a message that way, and that was Richard the Marine in Oregon. Good morning, Richard. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And a Relief Factor is something that I take religiously every day, have been for over 6 years. I take it in the morning when I get up, and I take it again about midnight before the show starts. And what I like about it is the natural ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to the inflammation problems that I have and the swelling that I have, and it lowers and eliminates the pain that I have, goes right straight to the source of the pain, and the story, gone, done, over with. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, speeding up the healing process. It only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. It's $19.95 for 3 weeks. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for it that way. You'll also see other products there when you get in there. It's also got some different videos if you want to watch it to see what the product's all about. Very informative site. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all, folks, all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep. All righty. Well, back to the story. Let me pull this back up again, because what we're doing, folks, is we're monitoring the news over in Afghanistan and around the world, trying to see if there's anything going on. But as I said, you have to understand this. One out of seven of the evacuees through the end of yesterday, loaded on the planes, were Americans. About 4,400 Americans have been evac'd. That's far short of the number that we suspected to begin with was in country, which was around 10,000 to 15,000, correct?
Right.
We still got these people scattered around the countryside that we're going to have to go and extract, and we can't do that if we're leaving on the 31st. We can do it if we stick around and take our chances, but this is what I heard yesterday, the excuse from the government. Oh, they're going to attack. We're so afraid there's going to be an attack. We've been attacked before and survived, but the key to it is you hit them before they hit you.
Right, exactly. There is an obvious risk that's going on even right now in Kabul. But I got to tell you, Captain, the military people there, they understand that they will go and get any American that we ask them to go get.
You bet.
And they won't even blink an eye. And they will go through the Taliban like you know what. So this is something that certainly can be done. The political will of Joe Biden and the Biden administration people just isn't there. In fact, I think where there was the Pentagon, I think earlier said that U.S. military forces will go to zero on August 31st in Afghanistan. But then the president comes out and talks about how, well, I've got some contingency plans now and this kind of thing. I just don't think that he's going to employ any of those kinds of things. Because you know why? They're already beginning to pare down. The gates to the Kabul airport evidently are really going shut, and it takes days to get everybody out. They're not going to just up and stop on August 31st and leave. They have to start leaving several days in advance.
And there's a bunch of people inside the airport waiting to go somewhere that what are they going to do, just kick them back outside the gates?
This is so unbelievable, Captain, for us to witness this happening. There are few words to really describe what's going on. The Taliban...
Oh, there's words, all right.
Yeah, well, some things we can't say on the radio,
right.
Obviously. But the Taliban are demonstrably evil. And to somehow create the situation where Americans, and especially our Afghan partners as well, are just going to be left to the evil of the Taliban is unforgivable.
Yeah. And you cannot believe them based on their past performance. They are not to be trusted. They don't tell the truth. We cannot believe them, not for a second.
No, not at all. And Captain, it turns out the Taliban also have a spokesman, evidently.
Oh,
and the
God.
Spokesman was telling everybody how Afghans won't be allowed to leave.
Yep.
So, you know, we're seeing another sort of Berlin Wall kind of situation going on where, it's just unconscionable. Unconscionable to hear and see a quote spokesman saying these things.
Okay, well, before I go to the telephone caller on the line, is Joe Biden a war criminal, Kyle?
Joe Biden has created a situation by which any other person in history would be held absolutely responsible for this.
Yeah.
This is supervillain level of bad.
Many people I'm talking to now are saying that he's committed treason. Okay, so the phone line we go. We have our professor emeritus up there in Indiana, Dan the Man. Okay, Dan the Man, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is how I view this. I don't know if he's a war criminal. Can you be a war criminal when you've surrendered? And I think that's exactly what he's done. He's done everything but signed an unconditional instrument of surrender to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and everybody else over there. I haven't felt passionate about an issue like this in years. But if we leave August 31st and we leave Americans over there, we have surrendered. This is the first time the United States has ever done that. And that's where I'm viewing this whole thing as from the point of view of your commander-in-chief surrendering. And that's what we have done. I think Iran is playing a part in this because part of Iran would do to hold hostages.
Sure.
You know, they want the intellectuals there. They got to keep the power running. They got to keep the water going. They've got all kinds of brand-new equipment.
Yep.
You know, Black Hawks with shiny missiles. And they're going to need somebody over there to operate this new equipment.
Yep.
So I can see them holding American property.
Yeah.
But he is walking away from it. And we have done everything but surrender. And I call it surrendering, and it's disgusting as an American to watch this. Politically, he's dead. I mean, he's got set, but then on the other hand, Biden still has 3 years and 5 months in office. That's a heck of a long time. I don't know what else he can screw up. And then you listen to Pelosi got a bill through the House today. So much for the moderate Democrats. They're as liberal as any of them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I stand on this whole issue.
But I don't think it's going to come sailing through the Senate, because we're hearing that the Arizona senator, Kirsten Sinova, and also Joe Manchin have not chimed in totally as to whether they'd support this or not.
Manchin is a snake. He's a political snake. You know, he did the same thing the beginning of the year when Biden was elected. He shaved $100 a month off of the extended federal benefits, and he went back to West Virginia. See what I did? He actually did nothing. And I see Manchin doing the same thing. They're going to throw some money at West Virginia and Arizona to get their vote.
Yep.
Believe me, Sinema and Manchin are going to follow the rest of the Democrats in the Senate, and that's the way. They might make some noise before the vote, but their vote's going to be there for it. They're not going to fuck it, because Manchin has never done that. And that's what most people think, that he's some kind of closet Republican. Far from it.
Yeah, let me ask you.
He's as radical as any of them.
Let me ask you a question here. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said, and I quote, "Al-Qaeda's capability to attack the U.S. is not present in Afghanistan." Really? Well, how about ISIS?
Well,
how about Al-Qaeda?
Well, let's go back and use Barack Obama's words. When ISIS started, what did he call it? The JV team.
The JV team. Yep.
And the JV team became the varsity within months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it might be small and inconsequential now, but now that they have physical, real property to operate from, they're going to get big and powerful and daring very quick. And there's no other way to say it. Once you have a base of operations, they'll base their global operations out of Afghanistan. And they still have fingers. We got ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Taliban in Venezuela, for God's sake.
Yeah, probably government in Mexico.
So yeah. I have a quick question for Dan as
go
well.
Go ahead.
So, Dan, what do you think, and because you mentioned that Biden has 3.5 more years, right, on his term, what possibility is there for the cabinet to get together and say he's gone off the deep end?
All right, he's going to have to answer that on the other side of the break. Hold on, both of you. We'll be right back, because here comes the music. He's going to cut you both off. Meantime, break coming up here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Go ahead there, Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden delivered an update on the situation in Afghanistan Tuesday afternoon, warning that an offshoot of ISIS poses a threat to Americans in the country. The president said that the U.S. is on pace to withdraw all forces by the August 31st deadline, but has asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should an extension be needed. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have lobbied the president to extend that deadline as long as is needed to complete the evacuation of Americans in the country. Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, a veteran of three tours of Afghanistan and Iraq, says that the U.S. has a moral obligation to get people out.
Now we have a moral obligation to make sure we are standing by our Afghan partners and our allies, protecting American citizens, and that moral obligation does not have a deadline. We must do everything necessary, regardless of the deadline at the end of the month. We must extend that and get the mission done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And by the way, he's going to be in Tampa on the 23rd of September. At that time, he could very easily be the governor-elect of California. So we'll see about that when that happens. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, at MyPillow.com, you go right there to the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there. You'll see a big logo that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, it opens up a portal, and there'll be 18 to 20 items in there, ridiculously priced. Some of the prices are insane. It's kind of like Crazy Eddie. You remember that guy? They're insane! Well, they are. You'll see the prices, but then to get that price on the item, you got to use a promo code, and the promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there, see all the things they've got there for sale, and I mean they've got some just tremendously, deeply discounted products there, some of which you're just going to go, wow, why didn't they do this sooner? Promo code CAPTAIN, promo code CAPTAIN. Telephone number if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to bring Dan back in here. You had a question for Dan. So, Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Kyle, ask him a question.
Okay, well, Dan, you know, just before we went to the break, I was thinking about the idea, of course, you know, at what point can the cabinet get together? What is the critical mass necessary? I mean, yes, I know that Kamala Harris would become president. She's out there still laughing hysterically, evidently, every time we see her. But what has to happen in the country before, you know, we really start talking about the 25th Amendment for Biden?
Well, one, 25th Amendment is still theoretical. It's never been used. You know how the White House operates. There's usually three different sides to any debate. One, don't think that Biden doesn't still have White House loyalists there that will go to the grave for this guy. I would think that if it was serious and they suspected a constitutional coup to remove him from office, I think they would tell President Biden, fire him before they have a chance to act. Mm-hmm. He could fire his whole entire cabinet. He could fire the NSA staff. And I think that would be enough to cool a lot of heels. You serve at the discretion of the president and nobody else. And I think if that was the case, I think he would fire a whole lot of people. Let's not forget, in July of 1979, the biggest mistake Jimmy Carter did was he felt there was a malaise in the country. He fired his whole entire cabinet. So that's been done before. And I think that's what you would see. And, you know, Trump came close to it. Trump fired a lot of people. And the assistant secretary, the deputy secretary would take over for the appointed official. Kind of what we saw throughout the Russian investigations, the hoax, and the Justice Department. But if I was advising Biden and I was a White House loyalist, my ears would be to the ground on these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the loyalists would say, they're plotting a coup against you. It's constitutional. It's legal. You better fire them now before they vote on them.
All right, I'm going to change.
I just don't see how it's going
to
work.
I'm going to change gears now, and I'm going to go to a different topic, and then I'm going to let you go. But I'll start with you first, Dan. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday officially ruled that the Biden administration has to reinstate Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Now, I don't know if that means the people that have been allowed in here have to go back. We have to round them up and ship them back. I don't think it does. But it means that as of right now, effective today, nobody else gets in from Mexico.
We'll see. As Andrew Jackson said, the Supreme Court has made its decision. Let's see them effectively carry it out. Let's see the Supreme Court here. There's 10 different ways of carrying out a Supreme Court decision and drag your feet the whole time. The White House, the executive branch has always done that. So it might be, I don't see how they're going to short, and I hate to say this, short of putting U.S. troops on the border. I don't know how you close that border down.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that because Texas yesterday sent more troops to the border for that specific reason.
That's the only way you're going to close
it
down.
That's Texas now. Yep. All right.
Yeah, I know they're sending their National Guard. They'll be paid by state money, not national money.
Yeah, well, they've got money to do that. Yep, they got money to do that. Texas, yep. Thank God, has got money to do that. Okay, well, Dan, I'm going to let you go, but I thank you very much for another stimulating conversation and call back again later this week.
Okay, we'll try to.
All right.
You guys have a good evening.
Thank you very much. And that's Dan DeMann from Indiana, our professor emeritus. And, yes, he is a professor, and he is a professor emeritus. Now, Kyle, what do you think about the Supreme Court? Because I know that yesterday the Border Patrol was stretched pretty thin, and there were areas where they couldn't do anything. But the governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, has activated more National Guardsmen, and he's putting them along the border specifically to stop this nonsense that's going on.
Well, right, and as you said,
and they've got arrest powers too, I might add.
Right, and they're trying to stop it, but they are spread thin, and that's part of the strategy, and that is to overwhelm the system with the Border Patrol having to process all the people that have come across in these different facilities. But you mentioned something too, Captain, about, of course, the Remain in Mexico policy being the Supreme Court saying it must be reinstated.
Right.
But I don't know that we'd see this administration obviously try to round up people. That would be a very hard sell for any president, I think. But it could simply be that it would have to become enforced moving forward. So, but here's the thing, though. If you came to the country illegally and you popped up somehow, got on the law enforcement radar, then that might be a one-way ticket back. But I can't see active searching for that.
Okay, we have a direct message off the website to us right here from Lee in Tampa. He's saying the Taliban have won the day, and they know it. That's true. We have to see what transpires after the 31st. That's true. I'm not so sure that we're just going to bail out and disappear on the 31st. I'm really not. Because now I know the military doesn't want to go anywhere till we get our people out of there.
Well, of course, you're right about that. And they would stay as long as it takes. But you know, Captain, out here in California, Adam Schiff, our resident weirdo congressman out
resident
here.
Resident weirdo, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he was speaking earlier. He said a lot of this is a military planning failure.
Yeah, well, and, that's the wrong tree to bark up, because the military planning failure would come from the Defense Department, and that's a civilian running it.
Well, right, but he's like, well, I can't imagine they didn't have a thing for a rapid collapse, just paraphrasing
yeah,
here.
Even though the guy's a former general and Biden keeps calling him general.
Right, but again, but it's still Biden who's calling the shots here in the sense of giving the orders of we're going to do this, we're not going to do that. And, you know, and I thought the intelligence was inconclusive, by the way, about the rapid collapse. Suddenly we hear that, which is different from what they really were saying even months ago.
Yeah, very true. But the thing of it is we need to understand that this it's all hands on deck right now. And I'm telling you, we can put so much pressure on these guys and these gals and let them know, because they're scared of their own shadow right now. The Democrats are running scared because they know the people are mad as hell. The Republicans are running scared because they know the people are mad as hell. Keep the pressure up. 202-224-3121. That's the number for the House. You give them the zip code, you get your congressman or woman. 202-224-3121. The number for the Senate is 202-225-3121. Again, that number is 202-225-3121. Call the House, call the Senate, leave a message, even if you got to leave a message on a voice machine. Leave a message for your congressman or woman or your senator and tell them to stop the nonsense and get our people home. Get our people out of Afghanistan and be emphatic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Captain, I guess here's a question. Where has the squad checked in on what's happening in Afghanistan anytime recently? I don't know.
The squad hasn't said a word, except for detrimental stuff. The squad hasn't said a word, and neither has any of the women's organizations about the fate of the women and the young girls in Afghanistan. They're going back to the Stone Age. You're going to be walking around in burqas. By the way, the women are being told, I don't know if you heard this, the women are being told, you must stay inside until we train our fighters.
That's right. They're told not to go back to work.
And you know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to do a little funk music when we come back. So don't go anywhere. It happens, America Third Watch, rolling along the overnight radio airwaves.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is called the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, where we tell you all about the roads and the highways and things that are going on out there for the drivers that are out there, whether you're driving a semi, whether you're driving an RV, or you're driving a car. And we let you know about the weather conditions out there. Brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Now, pull into a Pilot or a Flying J when you see it, and tell them you were listening to us, and you might get a cup of coffee, you might not. It depends on the clerk and how new they are and whether or not they know the arrangement we've got with the Flying J's and Pilots. But the one sure way to do it is to join the Drivers Club. Join the Drivers Club right there at the kiosk, right there in the truck stop. Boom, you're in like Flynn. Then you get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. All right, well, we're going to have a little bit of funk right now, because we're going to play that funky music, and this is Prince. I bet you won't recognize this, but this is Prince. you, Kyle. That is Prince getting down on the guitar. And you want to talk about thumping music? Holy cow.
Absolutely. What you heard right there at the beginning, the intro, that famous guitar line,
yep.
That's Prince playing that. It, you know, he was just an outstanding musician, among all other things. It really shows with that he's just that good.
It's amazing. That was a fantastic beat. And I love it when they get that big thumping bass going in there with the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just a tremendous beat to that. And, I mean, I could have sat there and had that thing banging all night long. It's just that simple. But anyway, and I'm not going to do that because everybody now wants to know a little something else because after that they're awake, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, intense summer heat and humidity maintains its grip on the Mississippi Valley. The heat intensifies in the desert southwest where temperatures may reach 117 degrees in the hottest locations. Now, fire weather threats will persist in the central Rockies. Severe storms and locally heavy rain will be possible for portions of the Midwest, and locally heavy rainfall could cause flash flooding in the southeast. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Montana tonight. Bozeman along I-90 with air quality alerts. And, of course, they're still dealing with all kinds of smoke in Montana and, of course, down into northern Wyoming through Cody, down through southern Wyoming in the Laramie area. We've got fire weather warnings going on. This also covers Casper. So we're talking 10 to 15% humidity. We're talking, of course, gusty winds as well, so you want to be careful. Air quality alerts continue into southern Idaho, Twin Falls, also Idaho Falls as well. As we travel down the 15 freeway or 15 Interstate 15 going through Salt Lake City for our friends there at the Flying J, it's 74 degrees right now, but on Wednesday you're looking at about at least 91 degrees in that area, so be careful. But as you mentioned, Captain, in the southwest we do have that heat turning up. We do have excessive heat watches in Southern California going across I-8 and I-10 as you head towards Phoenix. You're right, it's going to be a triple-digit heat there. Excessive heat watch also up through Kingman, Arizona, up through Las Vegas as well. So a lot of heat and still smoky conditions. And by the way, the Caldor fire, this continues to burn and has actually caused a section, about 40-mile section, I think, of Highway 50 to be closed. Now, this is just southwest of Lake Tahoe, and they're starting to get very, very concerned about the gusty winds in that area and the fact that the fire can start heading closer to Lake Tahoe. So we'll keep you informed on that.
All right, let's start out with Minnesota. Minnesota, the northeastern corner up there, Duluth, and up towards the Canadian border. You've got a lot of dense fog up there tonight. And then moving on down into Missouri and the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the eastern third of Kansas, including Kansas City, all the way down to Oklahoma City, to Tulsa, and then further on down the line, down into the eastern, northeastern quadrant of Texas, just north and east of the Metroplex, up by 30, up by 35, and over on I-20 east all the way to Jackson, Mississippi. You're going to have heat, high heat temperatures there. 95 to 105 degrees today, actual temperatures through that area. It's going to stay that way up into two-thirds of Illinois, almost to Chicago, not quite. Most of Indiana will be under this weather, the western part of Kentucky, and Memphis will be in this, too, right along the river. The river's pretty much the guiding line there. Then upstate New York, oh, boy, got high heat up in there. Plus, you're going to wind up with some fire weather conditions up there because it's so dry. It wouldn't take much to get the wood set on fire by the looks of things there. And then we've got some fog tonight, which is in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania and the central part of New Jersey and over into Maryland up on the north end of the Chesapeake Bay. And we've got a little bit of fog in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area tonight. And that's what we're looking at. Now, thunderstorms in the southeast, that's a done deal. It'll happen probably this afternoon through a lot of areas, including Florida. So keep in mind, folks, that it's just one of those days. Now, I got to go up here, and I got to remind everybody that there are three tropical systems, okay, three of them,
coming across right now. One of them, the furthest one to the south, which is called Disturbance Number 1, is going to go across to Yucatan and probably into Mexico. We don't need to worry about that. The second one, Disturbance Number 2, is probably going to become some sort of system. It's going to keep coming to the west, and then it looks like it's going to make a loop and go back up towards the east-northeast. Now, the third one, which is about 10 days away from the Caribbean, is coming right down the slot, and it looks like it's going to be some sort of storm. That's the one we'll have to keep an eye on. That is going to come, it looks like, south of Cuba, and, of course, it looks like it's going to come into the Caribbean on the track that it's currently on. So that's what we got going on there, Kyle. And, Kyle, real quick, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, when you pull in the pilot of Flying J, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, because you will save and get points on the fuel that you buy and the food that you buy as you make your way across the highways and byways. And when you join the Drivers Club, folks, don't forget to download the app, because the app has the different abilities with it to track your savings, track your points, things that you can do with the app that are really going to open up a lot of other opportunities there at the Pilot and Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, there you go. And we're coming up on the break here. And after the top of the hour news, folks, we're going to have a lot more stuff for you. Going to check the headlines during the break here, see if anything has changed. I'm expecting at any time all hell to break loose in Afghanistan. I can't believe the Taliban are going to behave themselves much longer, let alone ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Haqqani network. And by the way, that's ISIS-K, they call it, that's over there. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.